Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the new Monday show on blogtalkradio.com, where the good news is shared. I am Charlene, your hostess and flock leader of Personal Devotion Assembly Care. Thank you for listening to this religious education radio talk show, where we educate and inspire one another and promote good deeds captured of entertainers and marketplace venues. At this time, you should have a notebook, pencil, and Bible for our Bible study. Please use the King James Version, as I will help you to understand its meaning during the read-along. Just a reminder, I am not a preacher with a certificate. The New Monday Show believes in God as the maker of heaven and earth, and from whom all thoughts of truth and peace proceed, who came down to earth in the image of a humble servant to serve humankind. The New Monday Show calls him Jesus. Other faith believers may refer to him as such names as Yeshua or Isa. The New Monday Show believes in the Holy Trinity of God and the promise of his return. Social calendar events and announcements. Tomorrow we remember Don Cornelius, and it's Little Wayne and Gwyneth Paltrow's birthday. Wednesday we remember Ben E. King, and it's Hilary Duff and Naomi Watts' birthday. Thursday, we remember actor Larry Linville. Friday, in theaters, Denial, Miss Penguin's Home for Peculiar Children, Deepwater Horizon, Masterminds, and American Honey. And it's Barry TV Greg Williams' birthday, along with Patricia Russian and Sissy Houston. Saturday is Jimmy Carter, former President Jimmy Carter's birthday. And Christopher Pete Knight's birthday. Saturday is also the beginning of October. Sunday, I believe Rosh Hashanah begins at sundown, and it's Sting and Moses Gunn's birthday, and along with the Festival of Lights, I believe, in India, and they also recognize Mohandas Gandhi's birthday as well. In a prayers box, we have the state of Iowa citizens. At this time, you may say aloud names of celebrities, entrepreneurs, or families in need of prayer. For personal direction or group prayer, please email me at personaldevotion@familybondingportal.com. Globally, the major faith believers are Jews who use the Torah, Christians who use the Bible, and Muslims who use the Bible and or Quran. They and I believe there is only one God, one human race that descended from one couple, Adam and Eve, one heaven, one hell, and one way to achieve salvation and eternal bliss. Now, as we prepare for our meditation poem, I want you to focus on self and your unique household. Let's take a deep breath. Slowly exhale out all the negativity of the weekend, of today, or of what you may have to do this evening. Meditation poem, I Am, by Michael Wynn. Let's say aloud slowly, shall we? I am strong. I am gentle. I am proud, I am humble, I am confident, I am beautiful, I am intelligent. I am becoming all that I can be. We are all children of God. Deep breath again. And slowly exhale. Today I proclaim that I believe in the Holy Trinity of God. I give thanks to Him on this day and forevermore for sending Jesus to save me from eternal sin. I believe in the unique calling of my ministry and this fellowship. Holy Spirit, guide me continuously so that I do not stray from the purpose of its creation. Lord, allow wisdom and knowledge to enter into the souls of all my audiences to be endured forever within their unique household, upon generation. Lord, we pray for all of the citizens that are nearby the state of Iowa with the impending weather of floods, with the crescents within Mississippi and that old Mississippi River territory. My soul says, Amen. Visitors, if you've never read the Holy Bible, please open the Bible at this time. The first few pages should list the Old and New Testaments accordingly. Within the Testaments are books, and the books are chapters, and the chapters are verses. The Torah, for believers who use it, includes the Old Testaments, which are recorded in the Holy Bible that we use today. New listening members, do not read ahead of our scripture lesson episode. If you feel led, read over assigned scriptures again or share with family or friends. Again, our Bible read-along will be from the book of Job, beginning with chapter 9, verse 25. Book of Job, chapter 9, beginning with verse 25. Faith believers, ready, let's begin our read-along. Now my days are swifter than a post. They flee away. They see no good. They are passed away as the swift ships, as the eagle that hasteth to the prey. If I say, I will forget my complaint, I will leave off my heaviness and comfort myself. I'm afraid of all my sorrows. I know that thou wilt not hold me innocent. If I be wicked, why then labor I in vain? If I wash myself with snow water and make my hands never so clean, yet shall thou plunge me in the ditch, and mine own clothes shall abhor me. For he is not a man, as I am, that I should answer him, and we should come together in judgment. Neither is there any daysman betwixt us, that might lay his hand upon us both. Let him take his rod away from me, and let not his fear terrify me. Then would I speak, and not fear him. But it is not so with me. Continuing with chapter 10, verse 1. My soul is weary of my life. I will leave my complaint upon myself. I will speak in the bitterness of my soul. I will say unto God, do not condemn me. Shew me wherefore thou contendest with me. Is it good unto thee that thou shouldest oppress, that thou shouldest despise the work of thine hands, and shine upon the counsel of the wicked? Hast thou eyes of flesh? Or seest thou as man seeth? Are thy days as the days of man? Are thy years as man's days? That thou inquireth after mine iniquity, and searcheth after my sin? Thou knowest that I am not wicked, and there is none that can deliver out of thine hand. Thine hands have made me, and fashioned me together round about. Yet thou dost destroy me. Remember, I beseech thee, that thou hast made me as the clay, and wilt thou bring me into dust again? Hast thou not poured me out as milk and curdled me like cheese? Thou hast clothed me with skin and flesh, and hast fenced me with bones and sinews. Thou hast granted me life and favor, and thy visitation hath preserved my spirit. And these things hast thou hid in thine heart? I know that this is with thee. If I sin, then thou markest me, and thou wilt not acquit me from mine iniquity. If I be wicked, woe unto me. And if I be righteous, yet will I not lift up my head. I am full of confusion, therefore see thou mine affliction. For it increaseth me as a fierce lion. And again thou shewest thyself marvelous upon me. Thou renewest thy witnesses against me, and increaseth thine indignation upon me. Changes and war are against me. Wherefore then hast thou brought me forth out of the womb? Oh, that I have given up the ghost, and no eye had seen me. I should have been as though I had not been. I should have been carried from the womb to the grave. Are not my days few? Cease then, and let me alone, that I may take comfort a little before I go whence I shall not return, even to the land of darkness and the shadow of death, a land of darkness as darkness itself, and of the shadow of death, without any order, and where the light is as darkness. Pausing for a moment, can you imagine being in a lit place full of light, but yet it still be dark, or a darkened environment, even with light? That is a very dark place. Continuing with chapter 11, verse 1. Then answered Zophar the Nephite, and said, should not the multitude of words be answered? And should a man full of talk be justified? Should thy lies make men hold their peace? And when thou mockest, shall no man make thee ashamed? For thou hast said, my doctrine is pure, and I am clean in thine eyes. But oh, that God would speak and open his lips against thee, and that he would show thee the secrets of wisdom, that they are double to that which is. Know, therefore, that God exacteth of thee less than thine iniquity deserveth. Canst thou by searching find out God? Canst thou find out the Almighty unto perfection? It is as high as heaven. What canst thou do? Deeper than hell, what canst thou know? The measure thereof is longer than the earth, and broader than the sea. If he cut off and shut up, or gather together, then who can hinder him? For he knoweth vain men. he seeth wickedness also. Wilt he not then consider it? For vain man would be wise, though man be born like a wild ass's colt. Thou prepare thine heart and stretch out thine hands toward him. If iniquity be in thine hand, put it far away, and let not wickedness dwell in thy tabernacles. For then shalt thou lift up thy face without spot. Yea, thou shalt be steadfast and shalt not fear. Because thou shalt forget thy misery and remember it as waters that pass away. And thine age shall be clearer than the noonday. Thou shalt shine forth. Thou shalt be as the morning. And thou shalt be secure. There is hope. Yea, thou shalt dig about thee. And thou shalt take thy rest in safety. Also, thou shalt lie down, and none shall make thee afraid. Yea, many shall make suit unto thee. But the eyes of the wicked shall fail, and they shall not escape. And their hope shall be as the giving up of the ghost. And Job answered and said, continuing with chapter 12, verse 1. No doubt, but ye are the people, and wisdom shall die with you. But I have understanding as well as you. I am not inferior to you. Yea, who knoweth not such things as these? I am as one mocked of his neighbor, who calleth upon God, and he answereth him. The just upright man is laughed to scorn. He that is ready to slip with his feet is as a lamp despised, and the thought of him that is at ease. The tabernacles of robbers prosper, and they that provoke God are secure, into whose hand God bringeth abundantly. But ask now the beast, and they shall teach thee, and the fowls of the air, and they shall tell thee, or speak to the earth, and it shall teach thee, and the fishes of the sea shall declare unto thee. Who knoweth not in all these that the hand of the Lord hath wrought this? In whose hand is the soul of every living thing, and the breath of all mankind? Doth not the ear try words, and the mouth taste his meat? With the ancient is wisdom, and in length of days, understanding. With him is wisdom and strength. He hath counsel and understanding. Behold, he breaketh down, and it cannot be built again. He shutteth up a man, and there can be no opening. Behold, he withholdeth the waters, and they dry up. Also he sendeth them out, and they overturn the earth. With him is strength and wisdom. The deceived and the deceiver both are his. Pausing for a moment, it rains on the just as well as the unjust. And they all, the just and the unjust, are gods. Continuing with verse 17 of chapter 12. He leadeth counselors away, spoilt, and maketh the judges fools. He looseth the bond of kings, and girdeth their loins with a girdle. He leadeth princes away spoiled, and overthroweth the mighty. He removeth away the speech of the trusty, and taketh away the understanding of the aged. He poureth content upon princes, and weakeneth the strength of the mighty. He discovereth deep things out of darkness, and bringeth out to light the shadow of death. He increaseth the nations and destroyeth them. He enlargeth the nations and straighteneth them again. I want to read that verse again. He increaseth the nations and destroyeth them. He enlargeth the nations and strengtheneth them again. He take away the heart of the chief of the people of the earth and causes them to wander in a wilderness where there is no way. They grope in the dark without light, and he maketh them to stagger like a drunken man. Continuing with chapter 13. Oh, mine eyes have seen all of this. Mine ear hath heard and understood it. What ye know, the same do I know also. Am not inferior unto you. Surely I would speak to the Almighty, and I desire to reason with God. But ye are forgers of lies. Ye are all physicians of no value. Oh, that ye would altogether hold your peace, and it should be your wisdom. Hear now my reasoning, and hearken to the pleading of my lips. Will ye speak wickedly for God, and talk deceitfully for him? Will ye accept his person? Will you contend for God? Is it good that he should search you out? Or as one man mocketh another, do you so mock him? He will surely reprove you if you do secretly accept persons. Shall not his excellency make you afraid, and his dread fall upon you? Your remembrance are like unto ashes, your bodies to bodies of clay. Hold your peace. Let me alone, that I may speak, and let come on me what will. Wherefore do I take my flesh in my teeth and put my life in mine hand? Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. But I will maintain mine own ways before him. Pausing for a moment, or my own purposes, my own giftings and talents, I will keep, I will maintain before him. Continuing with verse 16, and we'll conclude with verse 28 of chapter 13 for this particular episode. He also shall be my salvation, for any hypocrite shall not come before him. Hear diligently my speech and my declaration with your ears. Behold now, I have ordered my cause. I know that I shall be justified. Who is he that will plead with me? For now, if I hold my tongue, I shall give up the ghost. Only do not two things unto me. Then will I not hide myself from thee. Withdraw thine hand far from me, and let not thy dread make me afraid. Then call thou, and I will answer, or let me speak, and answer thou me. How many are mine iniquities and sins? Make me to know my transgression and my sin. Wherefore hidest thou thy face, and holdest me for thine enemy? Will thou break a leaf driven to and fro?
And will thou pursue the dry stubble?
For thou writest bitter things against me, and makest me to possess the iniquities of my youth. Thou puttest my feet also in the stocks, and looketh narrowly unto all my paths. Thou settest a print upon the heels of my feet, and he, as a rotten thing, consumeth as a garment that is moth-eaten. I'm going to continue with chapter 14, verse 1. Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. He come forth like a flower and is cut down. He fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not. And doth thou open thine eyes upon such as one and bringeth me into judgment with thee? Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one. Seeing his days are determined, the number of his months are with thee, thou hast appointed his bounds that he cannot pass. Turn from him that he may rest till he shall accomplish as a hireling his day. For there is hope of a tree. If it will be cut down, that it will sprout again, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease. Though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stalk thereof die in the ground, yet through the scent of water it will bud, and bring forth boughs like a plant. But man dieth and wasteth away, yea, man giveth up the ghost, and where is he? As the waters fail from the sea, and the flood decayeth and drieth up, so man lieth down and riseth not till the heavens be no more. They shall not awake, nor be raised out of their sleep. Oh, that thou wouldest hide me in the grave, that thou wouldest keep me secret until thy wrath be past, that thou wouldest appoint me a set time and remember me. If a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. Thou shalt call, and I will answer thee. Thou wilt have a desire to the work of thine hands. For now that numbereth my steps, dost thou not watch over my sin? Thus ends the reading for God. For next time, we'll continue with verse 17 of chapter 14 within the book of Job. I know that we are learning much about Job. Let's give praise. Jot down any questions that you have and email to me. This has been your hostess. I thank you for participating at the New Monday Show. My online page is the Family Bonding Portal at ShirleneStevens.com, where you will find other family-friendly amusements and personal devotion themes. May you have a blessed and productive week. And don't forget to smile to one stranger every day. This broadcast provided by God in Christ Purpose Assembly. Now, amen to the one who keeps us from going astray. We thank you for this time of learning. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. These things that you have both learned, received, and heard, and see in me and see me do, do. And the God of peace shall be with you.